Please comment on the overview of the rehearsals, how long it took, and how fast did it develop?
Well, it was quite intensive. For the fact that you have to juggle 12 actors' schedule. And the play itself, it requires the 12 people to be in the rehearsal room every time, every session. Right? Because, well, once in a while, yes, we get actors who said that I can't come in today. Then, you know, there's no choice. I'll just have to say, well, okay, you know, let's see what we can do. But before that, I've already told them that, you know, if you were to do this, you've got to give me like 99% of your time. So they all agreed. And those cases are rare, right? And we make do with them. But so what happened is that it took about, say, maybe 6 weeks, slightly more than a month. And before that, we did some script reading. And then I did like 5 workshops with them using the Suzuki method of actor training. Right. So that was just sort of to get everyone together. You know, we do the training in the first half of the session, and then we do script reading. So, and after that 5 sessions, we go into rehearsal. And my rehearsal process is usually rather standard. In the first 2 weeks, and I move rather fast. I move quite fast. In the first 2 weeks, right, I would sort of like construct the broad structure of the play, the skeleton of the play, right? And the actors are, you know, the actors will slowly get a hang of it that, you know, I'm moving quite fast, and then they will have to chase and follow up. So while I'm doing that, right, they hold their scripts, so they're given the chance that after 2 weeks, we're going to move into a different... And I told them clearly, you know, this is just structuring. Once I finish that, I'm moving into, you know, I want to look at, you know, those fine details, you know, of your acting and all. So they know that, and I think in the process, they're also trying to memorize their lines quickly. So, yes. So in 2 weeks' time, actually, we kind of have a play standing up already. But it's very rough. Right? Very rough and bland and all those things. So I spent perhaps another 2 weeks just to go to like scene one again and start doing everything all over again. And things change, you know, in the process and all. And the shape became more defined. And the last 2 weeks, basically, right, I had to drill the whole group. It's really kind of drilling, you know. I know it's hard on them. You know, as an actor, I would find it hard as well to go through. And I would say that, no, okay, from the last 2 weeks, right, I'm going to direct by run. So you run the play, you know, and I'll give you notes. Right. So, but running the play also, you know, there are some changes. Actors discover new things, and then they'll come in, they'll say, today I try this part like this. They discuss with me, and every run is a chance for them to explore their character deeper. Yeah, but basically, I have to sort of like run them to an extent, like, you know, it's like an orchestra. You don't play the wrong note. Right? You can play it differently. You know, today a bit more gusto, today a bit more emo. Fine, but you don't play it wrong. Right? So the mechanism is locked in a way. And I feel that in this kind of play, 12 actors, once the mechanism is locked in, then they become free. You lock them in order for them to be free. Because they are so locked in, they are not afraid that the play will go elsewhere. And they can play from there. So that's the way I rehearse.
Can you say for the camera, 2 weeks, how many rehearsals in 2 weeks?
Like how many sessions?
Yeah.
So every week we have about 4 to 5 sessions of rehearsals, and every session is about 4 hours.